Hello and welcome. My name is Sifu Perhax. I want to welcome you to this Inner Circle call. We have a very unique call tonight, which is going to really bring some light onto a topic that's not really discussed that much, but I think it's going to be very unique. It's on how pheromones work in relation to your energy, exactly how they work in many different ways. And we've got an expert online, our Inner Circle expert, Sifu Don Brown. He's one of our certified instructors. I've also got Sifu Jones on the line with me, and we're going to see exactly what Sifu Brown has to say in terms of some of these topics. So I'm going to introduce Sifu Jones, and then we'll go ahead and get started.
How you doing, everybody? Again, we're kind of going over this topic of pheromones because it just relates so well to this chi energy that we're talking about. And so I had Sifu Don Brown go ahead and do some research on it and come up with some information that I think would be positive for everybody in the inner circle. So how you doing today there, Sifu Brown?
It's a charm life. No complaints whatsoever.
Super.
And, you know, when you asked me to look into this, it really sheds some light on when I have that response, it's a charmed life. When you stay on the yin side and the cool side of things, everything really, really goes your way. And it even goes deep enough into your pheromones. And so looking into it and finding out more about, you know, exactly what pheromones are, how they're made, and their interplay with the actual human biology, it naturally dovetails with and has interplay with everything we do in chi development. This is something that members of the inner circle can use to stack the deck in their favor.
So what is a pheromone for those people who don't really understand what that term even means?
Okay, well, according to a dictionary, pheromones are chemical substances that are usually produced by an animal and serve especially as a stimulus to other individuals of the same species for one or more.
So what you're basically saying is then that not only we have these pheromones, but every animal has pheromones, right?
Oh, yeah. Every animal has these pheromones. Insects are well known for having these pheromones. That's how they communicate and share information. And especially, specifically with human beings, we have pheromones that communicate. And what I covered in this research, the pheromones of attraction and the pheromones of repelling. And just like in chi, the correlations are awesome. Just like in chi, we have attracting energy and we have repelling energy. Our body makes these chemical signals, the smells that are either attracting or repelling. And so it would be, in my personal opinion, common sense to have the attracting pheromones working on your behalf at all times, because when you're perceived as more attractive, people want to do things for you, just hook you up. And that's part of what I've noticed as far as my living a charmed life.
Exactly. And as far as pheromones go, that is how we really deal with pheromones, is by sense of smell, right? But are these things something that you readily can smell?
No. Actually, pheromones are picked up by the olfactory senses, but they're picked up subconsciously. You're not even aware of them. So even though we're not aware that we can smell them, our sense of smell is actually a lot more sophisticated than we're aware of, because you can, the subconscious mind is aware of the scents and these odors, but they're filtered out. We have a physiological and subconscious response to them, and depending on the pheromone that the other individual is giving off, it can have the kind of reaction where the brain and the the various parts of the brains that create hormones, and the pituitary gland will say, oh, I like this smell. And they will go ahead and make those hormones that make people happy, that make people angry. If they don't like the smell, they have those kind of hormones that will create that kind of, well, I guess watching Animal Planet, people mating kind of response. It's like the increased libido, the sex drive will go up, or just anything to be closer to this individual because of that actual attraction response on a biochemical level. This is real.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of when I was in college, one of these guys that was doing their thesis on this type of stuff on pheromones, he showed us a whole bunch of his videos that he had taken, you know, observing that whole transaction of, you know, how a man meets a woman in a bar or something like that, or in these different meeting places. And it was stark how, you know, as they did close-ups on the facial expressions of these people as they first get that whiff of smell of the other person's hormones or pheromones in this particular case, they would actually have all these facial expressions, and you could immediately tell right away from their facial expressions whether it was a pleasant smell or whether it was a foul smell.
Yeah.
And depending on what they got from it, you know, if they smelled it bad in a bad way, boy, they were gone. And if they liked the smell, boy, they just started flirting right off the bat.
Yes, yes. And, you know, and I have to apologize to any of the females that are in the inner circle. I did this research large and in part specifically on the male pheromones, because honestly that was the information that I was really looking to find out about. But I also, and I believe the article and the report that I wrote up, we're going to publish that and make that readily available for members of the Inner Circle. And all the links and all the research that I did, that's readily available in the report and the write-up, and people can go and read up on this for themselves and find out some of the differences between the male pheromones versus the female pheromones. You know, something I'd like to say and get started right now and make that correlation and show how it's very, very important in all aspects of our lives to stay on the cool side when you're doing energy development is that the male human... The human male makes only one pheromone, as far as, you know, sexual attraction is concerned. Males make one pheromone, and it is the attracting pheromone. It's, I believe it's called androstenol. Androstenol, that's all guys make. However, androstenol gets converted to something called androstenone during a process called oxidation. So androstenone is the stinky repelling pheromone, where androstenol, which is what we make first, is the attracting pheromone. And it's through oxidation that it gets turned from the pleasant and attracting pheromone to the stinky.
And for those people that don't know what that means, what does that oxidation, how do you get oxidation?
Oxidation, take us back to chemistry. Oxidation is a chemical reaction, and it dovetails beautifully with chi development and chi energy, because oxidation, textbook definition, describes the loss of electrons by a molecule, atom, or an ion. So at the molecular level, as androstenol, the pleasant and attracting pheromone, loses electrons, it becomes the androstenone, which is the stinky, repelling pheromone. And so through oxidation and chemical reactions, those things are associated with and often produced by increase in heat. And so regardless of even if you are physically hot, by cultivating your energy in a way that it's cool energy, and please remember, and those of us that are in the inner circle, we're aware now that chi energy is bioelectricity, and electricity broken down from the atomic to subatomic levels, gets smaller and smaller. At the subatomic level, this electricity can be cool, or this electricity can be hot. If you have a way of keeping it cool, this is what's so amazing about it. If you can keep your energy cool, even at that level, when your body is producing androstenol, when your body is producing this, and that's what it produces automatically, the human body says, hey, I want good things to come to me. So it produces androstenol. If you can cultivate your chi energy in such a way that you're remaining cool, that at that subatomic level, your energy is actually cool, you can slow down the rate of oxidation so that, therefore, you really don't kick off repelling pheromones. You don't get the stink. There's no amount of cologne or soap that can actually hide and disguise the fact that on that molecular level, your body is producing the pheromones that are repelling. You might smell nice to the mind, but subconsciously it's like, no, this guy's stinky. I don't like it. But if you can keep it cool, regardless of what you look like or where you are or what you're doing, if you can keep your energy cool, your body will continue to put out attracting pheromones, and that is what makes all.
Exactly. And the cool thing about it, when you keep these things on the cool side, the pheromones are so light that they just travel further and further distances. And that's the amazing thing about it. It's just like that's how you know, this attracting energy goes out further and further as you keep it on this cool side, which is why we're always saying, get on this good feeling, keep on this cool side. Because if you do that, you don't have this oxidation, taking place. You're not, keeping your hormones all around you like you do when you heat them up,
Right.
I mean, the difference is stark in how you put out attracting energy and this repelling energy, isn't it?
And something that you said that I'd like to build upon, these attracting pheromones, they do travel far. And again, people don't pick them up consciously. This is something that's a subconscious awareness from the olfactory senses. But everybody, just like fingerprints, everybody has their own particular nuance to this general pheromone. And so regardless of where the wind and your energy takes these chemicals, where these biochemical pheromones of attraction, if it's you, people all over the state, all over your city will begin to think and subconsciously just say, hey, that Don guy, he's awesome. And they will, again, that whole attraction idea, I need help, I need this, I would like to go and do these types of things. People come out of the woodwork to hook you up. It's a charmed life. I know that from own personal experience. I'll just be sitting there at my desk doing some work, and throughout the day, people just come by and stare at me and smile. They ain't got nothing to say. No real questions to ask me, but they just kind of want to be there and hang out, soak up that energy, soak up that good feeling, and share smiles. And I know that it's directly related to keeping things on the cool and yin side of chi energy and finding out about how the pheromones work and how pheromones are produced. It just further validates the importance of doing it this way.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is all this stuff really does happen on this subconscious level. These people are not even aware of the reason why they're coming over to, like, be near you. That's the remarkable thing about it. If they knew it, they probably wouldn't do it. But, it's on this subconscious level, so they're not even aware of the fact that this is happening to them, are they?
They have no idea. And so we just sit there and smile, and I'm aware of it, so I'll go ahead and strike up conversation. How you doing? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And at least give them a reason to, make small talk and not just stand there and we're staring at each other looking funny.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing about that. And when you're doing in this circular, clockwise pattern that we do, it's in the way that subatomic particles normally react anyway. So it's just staying in this normal cause and effect relationship that causes all these things to happen, huh?
Sifu Jones, you're preaching the truth, because, again, with some of my interests in studying up on quantum physics and getting deeper and deeper into string theories, everything, all these elementary and subatomic particles spin in a clockwise pattern. And so here we are with a flow pattern of clockwise energy. We're actually just blending in with the natural ebb and flow of the overriding energies of the universe. And so again, we're doing that naturally, almost, I want to say, a seamless integration, going with the flow of the rivers of energy. And so then when our body kicks off these pheromones, these chemicals that consciously we don't smell, subconsciously they register. And as you amp off more energy and they're carried out as the attracting pheromones, you will find that wherever you go, it's almost like they roll out the red carpet for you. These pheromones will actually go forth. People will pick up on it, not even be consciously aware of it. But whenever you need something or you want something or you just want to be somewhere, people will gather and just be happy to help you. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is quite remarkable that it all stems from this thing that we can't really smell on a conscious level. It's really at this, subconscious level. And they really have found out that the nose is capable of smelling over 10,000 different smells, and most of them aren't even at this conscious level. I mean, they really do pick up on all these subconscious smells that, up until recently, we really weren't aware that all this stuff was happening, were we?
No, and that's probably because, the whole concept of fight or flight and neither survival is registered subconsciously. It's like, I'll be aware of the smell of, let's say, smoke, and consciously recognize smoke, because that could mean that the forest or my house or something's on fire. That's bad. I got to deal with that.
Exactly. One of the biggest reasons why I, bring up the getting on this cool side and use ice if you need to, if you're sweating a lot, because, as well as I do, even just sweating will cause this oxidation process to take place. And that's why you got to use ice, so that you learn to get over in your mind, because it is just a case of training your mind, since that's where it really, the temperature that regulates your body is in your mind. And if you can trick it in to start feeling cool just anytime you want at will, I mean, you're so far ahead of the game, aren't you?
It's stacking the odds in your favor. And for anybody who's in the inner circle, it took some doing. I don't know, Sifu Jones, you were telling me to keep it cool and begin to use ice. I think you were telling me that for a solid 6 to 8 months, and I just started maybe a few weeks ago to say, well, maybe he's on to something. Let me do that. And the difference in my workouts, the difference in my training, it's huge. I'm just like, wow. I even called and apologized for being such a knucklehead. So listen, pay attention, and there's no reason to go through pitfalls. If there's an opportunity to grow quicker and faster, as strange as it sounds, because for me it's like, well, do I really need to put my hands in ice and hold ice before I do these exercises? It just seemed weird. But now having done it, the quality of my workouts now and the energy projection that I get out, and then on top of that, being aware of, oh, by the way, my pheromones are now staying cooler. I'm staying on the attraction side at all times in every way. Everything is just completely, totally charmed.
It's funny that you bring that up, because, I know there's so many people out there, when I do bring up about the ice or keeping it on this cool side, they just think, well, I'm cool enough, I don't see the reason for this, you know. I mean, and this is really the whole reason behind this, you know, keeping it on the cool side, because you don't get out attracting energy if you don't stay on the cool side. I mean, it just doesn't happen. I mean, you want it all you want, and it's not going to happen for you, is it?
It's not. If you're running hot, your pheromones are going to be the aggressive, repelling pheromones. And when I say repelling, I mean it gets to the point where it's going to be like, well, this guy is angry. You'll find yourself getting into fights.
Exactly. Arguments, fights, verbal fights, possibly even physical fights, you know, just simply because of these pheromones that you're unaware of, because it's at a subconscious level. Same way with everybody else. They're unaware of them too, for the most part. And so, you know, they get right up into that argument with you, unaware of the fact that they're now putting off this repelling energy too. It's kind of a catch-22 in that respect, isn't it?
Oh, completely. And it's like when you hear someone say, that guy just rubs me the wrong way. And one of the reasons why they're getting rubbed the wrong way, olfactory senses are saying, hey, this guy is fighting. This guy is ready to fight. He's bringing trouble. He's aggressive, and I don't like that. And so I'm going to fight back. And if you're in your home life, in your relationships, and most and very important with work, and I'm going to talk about that now, because if we're looking at the state of affairs in our and not to date ourselves for future use, but the state of affairs in our economic society right now, we really don't want our bosses or supervisors or managers to not be happy with us in any way, shape, or form. Companies are cutting back, and we want to, again, stack the deck in our favor so that when you walk into that office or you're on the job site, your energy, your actual physical being, the smells you put off are saying, hey, I like that person. That person makes me happy. That person gives me a warm fuzzy. Regardless of what you actually do, they will keep you around simply because on a subconscious level, you make them happy.
Really? And that's really true. And the same is true. It's just like if you know, there are people, you just meet them for the first time and they just rub you the wrong way. You just don't like them right off the bat, and you don't even know why. There's no reason, you know, and yet that is the reason, because we're talking at a pheromone level. Yeah. And the same way with girls. I mean, if you meet girls at a first time and they just can't stand you, you probably are putting off these repelling, you know, pheromones, and that's why they can't stand you. But, you know, simply changing the way you now think about how you do your workouts, and when you keep this in mind as you do your workouts, that, you know, you're putting off this smell whether you want to or not. It's going out there. And so you either control it or you don't control it, and by how you react to controlling or not controlling is how it's going to come back to you, isn't it?
Exactly. And again, we talk about this. It's very important to have the mindset of controlling yourself, controlling your thoughts. And this is an opportunity. And I'm not saying this in a way that could be hypothetical or have some type of abstract theory. This is cold, hard science. It's been proven in labs across the board. Our bodies, whether we like it or not, they're going to make these pheromones. And even in something that people aren't aware of, even if you go to the store, and because in some of the research that I've done, they sell synthetic pheromones. And they sell synthetic androstenol. Okay, that's the attracting pheromone. You put that on your body, and you're a yang person. You know, you're training it, you're making your energy hard, you're pushing it, it's aggressive and hot. The second that you put on the synthetic androstenol that you purchase for a couple $100s, it's going to turn into the stinky repelling pheromone.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing. You can pay the big bucks to be on that attracting side, and it doesn't last hardly any time because you're repelling, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Repelling is repelling, and attracting is attracting. And our bodies are going to make the attracting pheromone first. So how about let's just make it last longer. Stay on the inside. makes sense.
Yeah, that is the big amazing thing about that. You know, and the big cool thing about this, you know, as you get on this cool side and you make it this good feeling side, you know, not only do you boost your pheromone, you know, ability to put off attracting energy, which is going to help you in so many ways, but, you know, I've talked about in the past these natural killer cells we have in our body. You know,
yeah.
The only time they really come out in our body is when we're on this, you know, good feeling side, and they don't come out at all if you're not. You know, if you're overheated or if you're, you know, in these other type of ways, you are hurting yourself in so many ways besides just putting off a bad smell too. You're literally taking out those natural killer cells that protect your immune system. You know,
and that's something else. I may have said this before, and I know I've talked to you about it. That's on cue of stuff that I plan on researching. That's in cue.
Yeah, no, that would be a good article to come up on, you know, just something about those natural killer cells because, you know, they are kind of another one of those quirky things about our body that, you know, that we put off that really can help us or, you know, hurt us depending on the way we utilize their functions, you know, somewhat like these pheromones. If we utilize the pheromones in the right way, you get incredible results. If you utilize them in the wrong way, boy, everybody just starts to dump on you, you know. It just makes your life miserable.
Yeah, it does. And again, most people really aren't even aware. But here in the Inner Circle, we've got this community, and we're sharing this information. And one of the most important things, and again, I'll be the first to admit, me and you were telling me for the longest time, this will help you get it cooler. This will help you get it cooler. Fuck guy, put your arm here.
Exactly. And you know, one thing about that, you know, speaking of that, just, you know, another variation on keeping that cool now that, you know, we brought this up, there's probably going to be a lot of people, well, oh, man, I want to start keeping on the cool side, you know, because they don't want to, you know, especially the younger guys. I mean, you know, when they realize that that's what's happening and that's why they can't get a date, you know, or even girls to look at them is because they're working out all the time. They're in great shape, but they're burning their pheromones like crazy, you know, and this is a direct result of that, you know. I mean, this is what makes the difference between, you know, having, a chance to get along with people or not, you know. And if you're not aware of these facts, then, boy, you're just going to have a rough time, aren't you? And so the cool way that I'm going to say to, you know, like add to the mix is like, you know, filling up your sink, you know, because a lot of times, you know, your wife or your, you know, your mom isn't going to let you, you know, stick your hands in the freezer. So, you know, you just fill up your sink full of water and ice and then just dip your whole arms in there. And that's another way of, again, the reason why you're doing that is, of course, for that immediate cold there, and that does help you there. But really, you're trying to trick your brain into just getting this down so that, you know, it took me like of sticking my arms in either a freezer or into the sink like that, probably maybe less than 21 days even before, like I would just go over to the sink or the freezer, and I would already get shivers, you know, going down my spine just thinking about the coolness I was about ready to feel, you know, from sticking my hands into the ice. And then you don't even have to do it after a while. You just tricked your body into it, and you're feeling cool, and then you can go back to your workout. And these are just ways that you can get around some of these things because, again, you know, your temperature is regulated by your brain. And so if you can trick your brain into thinking it's a lot cooler than what it is simply by the imagination of thinking you're in that ice already, I mean, you can get this over to the cool side and suddenly you're not burning your pheromones. You're just sending them out there on the wind and it's, you know, going to give you the attracting energy that you need.
And what you're saying is the truth. And I would like to share with people a true story happened in my life personally. I've been working for a manager for a little over a year and a half, and this guy and I, we would butt heads, and I would go to work, and I rated the quality of my day by how little I actually interacted with this guy. Sad thing is, this guy, he's definitely an argumentative kind of guy, loves to fight, and he would just seek me out and just press my buttons. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, I actually listened to Sifu Jones. And when I began to keep my energy cool, everything changed. Since then, he's given me a bonus, a financial bonus, and this man prides himself on being cheap and miserly. He gave me a financial bonus and award, and he's actually trying to help me. And he's going out of his way to get me a promotion.
And yeah, that's the kind of stuff that can happen, isn't it? Isn't that amazing?
In less than a month, of me stop being a knucklehead and listening, and I'm over here kicking myself like, wow, you mean I could have had it could have been, and I was living a charm life beforehand, but now it's gone up exponentially. When I go to a supermarket, if I even look like I'm looking for something, people come out of the woodworks. Hey, can I help you? Do you need something? Blah, blah, blah. Smiles everywhere I go. It's beautiful. I don't understand, and I do understand why people don't do it, because they really don't know. And the research that I've just done about, you know, what makes the stinky pheromone, the fact that we naturally automatically produce the attracting pheromone, again, if we can just keep our energy cool, and we keep that attracting pheromone going longer and further, oh, we win. In every way, shape, or form, all we do is win.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about this. And knowing this up front, you know, like, you know, now that you've actually gotten the scientific research behind it to know this is a fact, this isn't stuff we're just making up, this is why things happen like they do. This is, again, one of those cause and effect relationships that if you can get this down, you can turn this this law of attraction over to your side, you know what I mean? And that's what we're trying to tell, you know, the Inner Circle members is like, you don't have to, you know, have, you know, a loss of control with people that don't like you if you just change over to this side. I mean, the guy you were talking about, he definitely didn't like you. You know, he would seek out you just so he could argue and fight with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it suddenly changed on a dime when you started realizing what was up, right?
Yes. I mean, and when you say it changed on a dime, it changed on a dime where I was confused. It's like, whoa, what happened to my manager? What happened to him? Did aliens come and change out his body or change out his mind or something? And then I realized, oh, yeah, it's me.
And you know it's you because he still deals with the other people like he always has, right?
And yeah, that's right. Grouchy for everybody else, and then people looking at me wondering what I'm doing.
Yeah, like how did you get on this guy's good side for a change, right?
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Golden child. No, I could tell them, but they wouldn't believe me. But the truth of the matter is I'm keeping my energy cool, my pheromones are attracting, and so when he comes near me or he's around me, it's just a subconscious response where his brain and his pituitary glands kick the happy pheromones out inside of him. He doesn't even know. Most people don't know. And on the subconscious level and once we get around to actually publishing the research in the article, I go into where we show, hey, where the body makes the hormones and the pituitary gland and the gonadal glands and the axis parts of the brain, when they pick up the pheromone for attraction, the androstenol, it says, make good stuff. Make them happy. Kick off that euphoric feeling. Yeah, we like this. And when you're making the androstenone, the repelling pheromone, and the olfactory senses picks that up, it's like, we're about to fight. We don't like this. Kick the aggression up. Kick off some extra anger or whatever it is. Fight or flight response kicks in, and most of the time, people are ready to fight.
And including yourself. If you're going to let your pheromones burn, they will change the chemicals in your own self, just like they will somebody else. And that's why you have a tendency to argue back with somebody when you're kicking off these same hormones and pheromones, right?
Very true. Very true. But when you're actually cool, your energy's cool, And that also is very much the case. Your own pituitary gland, your own body says, yeah, we're just going to make the good stuff. We're going to make the stuff that says, we're feeling great, we're going to keep it going. And everyone that encounters you, even if they're in a bad mood, they themselves will find them actually feeling good. not knowing why they're feeling good. And most of the times, people don't even care to know, go into actual depth. They're just happy that that individual is helping them feel good, and they associate it on the subconscious level. This person made me feel good. If there's a way that I can have this person around longer or more often, I'll do it. And as far as work is concerned, that means you'll get bigger raises, promotions faster, all those things that you want to happen. We are actually in control of that. We just have to be mindful and aware.
Yeah, that's really what it is, bottom line. It's just like as you become more aware of these little sensitivities that, you know, of keeping yourself on this cool and good feeling side and not settling for okay, you know, get the okay out of your system and just start going for feeling great. You know, I mean, get that euphoric feeling going, you know. Work at, if you'll just spend that extra, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, like, psyching yourself up into getting into a good mood, that's what's going to be amped up when you're doing these exercises we're teaching you. And that's why we're saying, you know, do that first, because whatever you start with, that is what's going to be amped up. So if you're starting in a hurry or if you're starting, like, in a rush state, that's what's amped up. You just feel like a coffee run, you know. I mean, like you just did a whole pot of coffee, and it's not going to come off but a repelling, okay? A lot of times people will say, well, I felt okay, you know, and it's not good enough because you burnt your pheromones up, and then so you just went back to, you know, it'd been better if you didn't even done the workout, because here you are going to probably get in arguments. Your day is not going to go like you thought it did because you wanted to rush on the most important part, which is the feeling good part.
I don't start a workout unless I'm actually giggling. Before I do a workout, if there's a show that I can watch that makes me laugh, or I'll call up different jokes on the internet that just tickle my funny bone and have me giggling. And throughout the workout, as I'm listening to my auto suggestions, as I'm feeling positive, I get the giggles. And when you're laughing and your body is relaxed, and thinking about it, and we understand that we're building electricity, and the nervous system is similar to a circuit, making that equation, when you're relaxed, there's no tension in the circuit. There's no friction in the circuit. So the energy and electricity can actually move freely and more efficiently and effectively without it having to burn hot. It's on so many different levels. It's just a win, 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 win.
And, you know, the big thing about that and what we're really training them all to be able to do this, why we're getting on them on this relaxed side with this good feeling and cool energy, because as you get on this good feeling, cool energy, you get in a relaxed state. The more relaxed you get, the more you can project chi energy as you build it up. The more tightened state you're in, the more your chi will cling to you, you know. And so it is a slow process of learning to get this, again, chi projection ability out of you in this roundabout way and get all the benefits of putting out this good, you know, attracting energy, because your pheromones aren't, you know, becoming stinky because you started burning them, you know, at a molecular level.
And you also have a lot more control. A lot more control of your abilities, that increased sensitivity, it just does so much more. I'm hoping that if only just one person who was on the yang side is listening to this and that little light clicks on, it's like, oh, well, okay, I want to win. I want to be having people just excited to hang out with me and wanting to hook me up and just enjoy my company. So I'm going to keep it cool because, honestly, that's exactly what happens. It really is.
And the cool thing about this is, you know, a lot of these other methods out there that do things in a yang way, I mean, that is part of the problem. That's why they do get in the arguments and the fights that they get into, is because they really are putting off this repelling energy. And this is why they do get in those arguments and fights, you know. It isn't a big mystery when you understand at this chemistry level, you know, of what really is going on with our bodies and minds that are causing these things to happen to us.
When you look at the actual science behind what goes on with chi energy and understanding what chi energy is, looking at how energy affects the human body, you know, it makes sense, especially, and again, with the pheromones, we all make that one pheromone, the attraction pheromone. That's how we start out. We all start out like, oh, I'm going to attract stuff. And then throughout the course of the day, depending on how our minds are affecting things, how we're allowing ourselves to be affected, we go from quickly attracting to even faster repelling. And once you're making that stinky pheromone, most of the times you're not aware that you're repelling, you're not aware that you're making the stinky pheromone, but I'll tell you what, once you start making that attracting energy, that cool energy, and you keep it cool, and you keep it relaxed and euphoric, you're going to notice, and you're going to say, I'm staying on this side, because I like it.
Yeah, because everybody else starts noticing also, you know, I mean, again, it's hard for them not to kind of treat you better, you know, when you're in this attracting mode. I mean, you just don't get them rude comments that you know, everybody else gets, you know, during the day, you know, because you're on this attracting side and making people feel good as you just go by them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And like I said, for my manager that I argued with for a year and a half to suddenly turn around and I'm the golden child, I haven't done anything different at work. I haven't done anything different except for my actual training, keeping it cool, sticking my arms in ice, and now that I understand also on a biochemical level what my smells are kicking off too. And I use the same cologne as before, use the same soap. Nothing has changed except for me keeping it cool. And before, and like you said, I felt good. Good isn't good enough. I'm feeling great, get the giggles, having a good time. My workouts are not work. I'm actually playing. I'm having fun.
And that's really what you got to do is you got to get make this a little kid time, you know, make it a playtime fun, because the more you do that, the more relaxed you can get, the better your circulation starts going, and the more you kick out more pheromones. So it's kind of like this, a bit better, you know, like a double benefit. Not only will you kick out more pheromones that are on this attracting side, you know, than you would when you're not in this attracting side and you're burning them. But, you know, it helps you in every which way possible in your life because of this, you know, process.
It's truth. That is just absolute truth.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the line today and you know, kind of inform us on, you know, what the deal is on these pheromones. You know, a lot of times you hear about them on, you know, like you say on TV, sometimes they'll do advertisements on them and stuff. And those people who actually would go and buy them, you know, they're thinking they're, you know, what a great deal. Why don't, you know, I, you know, use this stuff and benefit me? And never know that, you know, it probably didn't help them in the slightest unless they can stay on this cool and good side. Buying those additional pheromones don't do anything. In fact, it might even make their condition worse, huh?
It might make it worse because now they've got more of the stinky pheromones going.
Exactly. They just have more repelling energy there. So, you know, so now that you know the difference in everything, you know, the people can make this change and, you know, get over to this cool and good side. And now they just have one more reason to do that, huh? And we appreciate the information you give us. You got any comments you want to add in there?
I have no comments. I was just listening to you guys. It's a fascinating study, but you know, I'm in complete agreement. Just due to the fact that, you know, when you keep your energy good and you're putting off good energy, you're going to get good results, and that's all part of it. I mean, I've noticed when I've put out good energy, just like Dom was saying. I mean, people are attracted to you, things are attracted to you, and when you're all yanged up, it's the exact opposite. I mean, people are just, you know, you can just see the way people look at you, and it really is so true.
Mm-hmm.
And people just have to take that to heart, without a doubt.
Well, now everybody knows why, you know, with a scientific explanation to boot. So, You know, this is the why we teach it the way we teach it, and there's good reasons why. And so for those people that don't bring up these, you know, these type of subjects, you know, that's why. They're not even aware of them, and so they keep falling in those same pitfalls as a lot of the other type of styles that are in this Yang style that they're teaching. You know, that's why they keep running into all these problems, you know. And simply by, you know, learning these stuff up front, I mean, you know, you can avoid so many pitfalls that we fell in the past because, you know, we took the time to look up all this information and find out how it does work in our training. And so thanks again. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Absolutely. Good night, everyone.
Good night.